Small business owner? Entrepreneur? Want to learn how online marketing can improve your business?
Your questions. Our advice.
This is Not a Real Job.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Not a Real Job, a podcast about digital marketing, social media, strategy, execution, travel and tourism, Nova Scotia, Canada. That kind of just happened. I don't really know why.
I am Chris Van Patten, and I live in New York.
Oh, boy. This is our podcast. We talk about marketing and website things. But this week, we're going to do something different. But before we do that, long time no talk, Joel.
I miss the sound of your voice, Chris.
The goof that we are making, the gag, the joke, if
just
you
so
will,
we can let you in on this and really just explain it to you to make it funny.
We want to hammer the point in is that we are recording this immediately after last week's episode, which was about podcasting. And if you haven't listened, go listen, because we're going to continue the story here. You know, it's sort of like a sequel thing. You have to understand like the first to know the second. Anyway, this week, what are you drinking, Joel? Has it changed since the last 45 minutes?
No, there's just more of it. If you can hear the slur in my voice, it's because I am at this point full-on drunk, which is really exciting for everyone, I'm sure, and I apologize. But we're going to try to keep this episode short, so hopefully I'll be able to outrun the last few giant swigs of Wild Turkey that I've just taken.
Well, I just refilled my glass, and remember last week or 45 minutes ago when I said that I wouldn't finish the sherry?
You did it?
I am going to. It is on track to happen.
Yay! I'm so proud of you.
This is strong stuff for basically what is a wine. It's 15% alcohol by volume, which is kind of a lot.
Yeah, and I mean, you're not a famously fat person.
I am a lightweight.
Yeah.
I defeat other lightweights with my lightweightiness. So
yeah, exactly. So this could be a pretty exciting episode for everyone. Maybe we'll both just pass out.
It already has been with my incredible intro. So really,
I don't remember your intro.
Case and point.
All right, let's get into it. So what's different about this episode? The last one was useful. What's this one going to be?
Not useful.
Not useful at all. No. What we were thinking, we've been talking about this for a little while now. And by talking, I mean Chris sends a text message, I respond with cool, and then we just sit on it. So this was, maybe we should actually discuss some product recommendations. I think we're both Amazon Prime users. Am I mistaken in thinking that?
Oh, for like 4 years running now.
Yeah. So I buy a lot of things. I like the one-click purchases. So I thought we'd talk about just the last few things that we bought. We're going to throw up some affiliate links just in case you guys do want to buy any of the things that we talk about. But we're only going to be talking about stuff that we've actually purchased and like. So it's not just a cash grab for random crap. This is some of the stuff that we've been into. So we'll keep this episode easy. All the links to everything will be in the show notes. And yeah, and obviously, who knows? Like book club, maybe product recommendations becomes a thing that we do in the future. So feel free to send us in any of your recommendations for cool stuff that you've bought recently. Just to lead things off, Chris, since we did just talk about this about 45 minutes ago, the microphones that we both use. Let's give a shout out to those again and a link to them. Do you want to talk about what these are, how much they cost, and why people should buy them?
Sure. So we use the Audio-Technica ATR2500 USB, which is basically a really long word for what is basically a simple USB microphone, except that the quality is a lot better than probably what you have from your typical cheap USB microphone. This one actually sounds pretty good, pretty professional, especially if you're in the right environment and you're sort of set it up properly.
Yeah, how many hours of setup would you say goes into getting this out of the box and then being able to use it?
You're talking 10 hours minimum.
10 hours minimum. You'll need a crew.
Yeah, I recommend like a TaskRabbit person to come and help you figure it out. You need all the help you can get.
Yeah, you'll need to go to your local like sound stereo company, the people who install like alarm systems for cars. You'll probably have to go you know, to wherever downtown in your neighborhood is, but slightly off downtown where all the car dealerships are, find the audio store near that area of town and get those people to really come by, give you a hand. They'll set you up. They'll probably keep their boots on while they're in your home.
Mm-hmm.
So they're definitely going to get grease on some of your stuff.
But what it's worth it.
Yeah, it's worth it because what they'll do is they'll go ahead and remove this microphone from the box. They'll plug it into the USB port, and then they'll go ahead, open up the settings on your computer and select ATR
2500.
USB microphone 2500, and then you'll be up and running.
Yeah, it's a very complicated
process. It'll be 10 hours of cleanup and about, I'm going to say, 2 to 3 minutes, depending on how fast you can open a box to get this microphone up and running. It's actually super good. Absolutely no software needed. Nothing at all.
Well, in fairness, we are Mac users. There might be Windows software. I don't want to promise anything.
Yeah, it may have come with a CD, but I did not even
look for at Mac, it. It's plug and play. And it's great. It's really awesome.
You remember when you had to like download drivers and stuff?
Oh, let's not talk about that.
There was
that
a time where
you
bought a product, a peripheral, and then you had to then
did you see the thing that was
stuff
floating around, I think, on Reddit and maybe it was on Twitter recently, the guy who plugged in a keyboard to his Windows computer and the picture that came up in like the My Computer or wherever it is was a toaster. Because it turns out that Microsoft, in the sample that they give to developers of like how to make a driver, the icon that they include is a toaster. And somebody had forgotten to change their icon, and I thought that was really funny.
That's the best thing I've ever heard. So yeah, that product number one, these microphones here. So they're like 50, 60 bucks, super simple.
$50,
and like eligible for Prime.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get this in one click. It'll be at your door in 2 days, probably one day if you pay the extra $3.99 or whatever,
or if you're in the right place.
Yeah.
What I love in particular about this microphone is, one, the fact that it's so easy, obviously, but even more than that, it's such a great starter microphone because you can kind of grow with it for a while. Mm. So it has the stand that it comes with, which is really nice, but the threads on it that you use to attach it to the stand are just standard microphone threads that you would find on a microphone that was like 3 or 4 times this price, maybe more. So you can get something like, as I have a shock mount and I also have a boom arm, and it all works together because even though it's a cheap microphone, it's designed in a way that it can be compatible with all these different products.
Yeah. And if you heard the last episode, you would know that Chris has this fancy setup and I've done nothing. I plug it in. I've got the little tripod it comes with. And that just sits right beside my computer. So unless you notice a dramatic, amazing difference in the quality of our audio, just know that out of the box, this thing works great.
Honestly, my boom arm and everything is mainly out of laziness and not wanting to reset up every time we do a show. So that's really all it's for. I'm sure it benefits the sound quality, but not in a way that an untrained ear would be able to detect.
Yeah, so what else have you been wasting money on these days?
Sure. So this is something that I swear by and plan to like give all of my friends. The Anker Astro Mini 3000 milliamp ultra compact portable charger, lipstick sized external battery, power bank pack for most smartphones and other USB charged devices. That is the full Amazon title that I just read you. What it basically is this tiny little lipstick sized and it's a big can of lipstick, but still, very compact.
Like lipstick from Costco, like a bulk.
Sure. Do they? Never mind.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
About anything.
I've been to Costco once in my life.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
I was thinking, like, is a Costco lipstick pack, is that just lots of lipstick or one big lipstick?
I think it's bulk. I think you go for the big one.
I hope so.
It's what goes in your big purse.
Sure. Sure. But I do love this little battery pack.
Or your backpack or your pocket. I don't want to be...
You
wear
too
lipstick
late,
no
too
matter...
Too late. It already happened. Just let it go.
I already... Okay. Sorry.
Can you tell that we've been drinking?
Let's build a snowman.
Oh,
anyway,
boy.
Go.
Yeah, I love this little thing. It's USB, so you can just bring your own USB cable, plug it into your iPhone or whatever, charge it, and... It's 3,000 milliamps, which is actually quite a lot. I can go a couple charge sessions with this without recharging it. So really, I don't charge it more than once a week or maybe even once every 2 weeks. And I love it. I take it with me everywhere. It's super compact, super small, highly, highly recommended.
Okay, so that's awesome. While we're on this topic, actually, sorry, I'm going to put some of these in our show notes so we don't forget. Microphone, if you want to put your charger in here. While we're talking charger, I use the most massive Mophie that you can buy, portable battery pack. You can plug two things in at once, which is more useful than you might imagine. I do a lot of traveling for work, so this is actually a brief diversion. We can talk about products that I use for traveling for work, and the two most important ones are my Mophie, so I can charge, you know, my phone, you know, while I'm on a plane if they don't have the plugs, because so many of them don't.
Which is crazy.
And the other thing is my Nomad charge card and my Nomad charge key.
Oh, I've seen this. It's really cool.
I Nomad products have turned my life around. I just ordered. I'm so excited. I'll talk about that in a second. So the Nomad charge card is a thing about the size of a credit card that is a cable. It's a USB cable. One end plugs into a USB port. The other plugs into your iPhone 5. It's that simple, so you can keep it on you at all times. And the other thing is a charge key, so it's literally the size of a key. I have mine on my keychain. So I have my Mophie, I've got my phone, and on my keychain, I've got the cable to connect the two. So you're not fishing for cables. You're not looking for that, you know, that white iPhone cable that you have eight of but can never find. You've always got it with you. What they just came out with that I'm so excited, it doesn't ship till like September, but that's,
oh my God,
that's next month. Never mind. I'm like 56 days or something away from my wedding, and that is... Anyway, time is going by very quickly. This is a thing. So you know that, you know, the puck that plugs into your wall, and then you plug your USB charge cable, you know, into your actual phone. This is like that, you know, that big brick that you plug into your wall, except it's also a battery. So it's always charging. So if you're on the go, you can just take the thing that you've plugged into your wall that's been, you know, your adapter to charge your phone is also a battery. So it's awesome. It's Apple approved. They've got all their certificates and stuff. So you're not going to like blow out your phone or burn your house down. So it's not shipping for another month or so, but I'm really, really, really excited about it. So we'll have a link to that as well. I was going to just mention one more thing that I just bought on Friday, actually. Well, I bought it on Thursday, Amazon Prime, got it Friday. one of my coworkers got an Olo Clip. Not sure how you... I think Olo Clip. They've got a little, almost an umlaut over the O. It's a 4-in-1 lens for your iPhone. So you pop this little thing on your phone. One is a fisheye, one is a wide-angle lens, and if you unscrew those lenses, you've got either a 15x macro or a 10x macro, and it's shockingly great. Like honestly, it. First of all, again, setup is you just pop it on your phone. It's fit perfectly, so you do no adjustment yourself, and it's actually like a really sweet set of lenses. So you can film in widescreen, like on your phone, or like wide angle. So for selfies or for just doing like cool videos or photos, you get, you know, way more in the frame. It's really cool. And it's $60, Amazon Prime, arrived the next day. Like, can't, if you've ever, you know, you're trying to take a photo with your phone, you know, the sensor and, you know, the processor on your phone is so great. It has the capability to take really great photos, but the lens is too small. You know, that's the problem. You know, the iPhone isn't thick enough to have a great, great lens. This is just an adapter you can keep in your pocket. The little carrying case is also microfiber, so you use it to wipe the lenses off. They've thought of everything. It's awesome. Check it out.
Cool. Love it. Let's see. What else have I got to share? So many options. Here we go. So I recently, not recently, actually quite a while ago, I got this mic, but I've been using it a lot more lately. And it is the Samson Go mic. And we'll put the link in there. Basically, it is a $40 microphone with really surprisingly good quality. And what I love about it is just how compact it is. It's basically like pocket size, this little microphone. When I am upstate and I need to record an episode of this, or if I'm in a coffee shop and I need to record like a tutorial video for somebody, this is the mic that I use because it's very high quality audio. It doesn't require anything more than a USB cable. You just plug it in. Again, on the Mac, it just works perfectly. And it's super, super small.
Is this what you used when we were in New York?
It might have been.
Yeah. Like, the audio quality for that episode was only crap because we were drunk and in a giant open room. But it was really, if this is the same mic, it was really cool how simple and small it was.
Yeah, I've used this pretty much any time that I've been. If I've ever mentioned that I was upstate on a show, this was the mic that I was using.
That's impressive because I've never noticed a difference.
Yeah, it's super great. I really love it. I do have a couple complaints about it, which I'm going to say on like the random 1% chance that somebody from Samson listens to this. It comes with a clip attached, but the clip is really giant and it's like this solid metal brick, which is great. And it's very, you know, it's not going anywhere and it's certainly very strong and everything, but the clip itself is probably twice the weight of the microphone. So if there was a way that I could detach the microphone from that clip, that would be awesome. So then I could just take the microphone if I wanted, not worry about the bulky clip. And then I don't know, I work out some other way to attach it. But I guess that's my main thing. If it were possible to take this clip away from the microphone itself, that'd be great. Otherwise, can't recommend it enough, especially for the price. $40, you really can't beat it.
That's cool. Speaking of buying things, I do just want to remind everyone that my book is fully funded and now you can order it. Sorry.
It's been a while, so sure.
Yeah, it's been at least an episode. But I actually had a great call with Inkshares, the crowd-funded publisher that's going to be publishing the book on Tuesday. So,
awesome.
Yeah, it was super good. So I'm very excited. But anyway, that's a digression. Anything else? Do you have anything else, or do you want me to go?
Do you have another thing?
Let me see here. I do have a lot of stuff that gets delivered to the office. Actually, yeah. So this is something I've been doing. I don't think we've talked about this. I've been doing standing at work. And not the sitting.
Huh.
Yeah.
How's that going?
Actually, it's been a couple weeks. And the only thing I've noticed is that people who don't know me, though we do address it, I'm a fairly large person. Not super active, not super thin. So there's a lot of weight on my feet. So I would say, other than just like, you know, trying to figure out a good mat / good shoe combo, it's been great. I find myself far more productive. It's a lot harder to justify scrolling through random BuzzFeed lists if you're standing for some reason. It's hard to get into a good lounging, I'm going to fuck off for 10 minutes position if you're standing. So I found that good. I have more energy. I'm drinking a lot more water. So far, again, we're talking like a couple weeks, maybe a month in. Anything could change, but so far I like it. And allegedly you burn a bunch more calories if you're standing over other than sitting. And since, like I said, I do have a wedding coming up, you know, any little gains I can make without actually having to expend any
losses,
effort.
You mean?
Gains in calorie loss, yes.
Sure.
No, I'm trying to get so fat for my wedding. It's going to be amazing.
Sure. I can't wait.
Yeah. So I'll link to, I've got this dumb little table that I bought. It cost me like, I don't know, less than $100, but it's super sturdy. It was easy to put together. And it's literally just like a table that's meant for this. It comes in two sizes, one for regular size people and then one for tall people. I got the tall person one. And yeah, it's just a little shelf. You put all your monitor, you put your computer, like your laptop up on it. And it's got like a little cubby where you can, you know, store stuff under it. But it's like IKEA kind of quality stuff. Like it's pretty sturdy and it's been great. So one day I'll upgrade to like, you know, the $2,000 standing desk whole like convertible setup. But if you've been thinking about it and you don't want to, one of my coworkers had just stacked paper, like, you know, like packet, like those, you know, bundles of paper. Yeah. He had been doing that for a couple months. If you don't want to do that, but also don't want to commit to a full life change, I would say this is a really good interim step. It's enough to show me that, yeah, I think this is going to be a thing that I do. I'll link to this. Let me just find out, try to figure out what it's called for you. It's not the upstanding desk. Oh my God, I want that. But no, this is a different thing. The tall, speedy, stand-up portable desk.
Love it. Very catchy.
Exactly. So yeah, we'll link to that. So far, it's been working out, and yeah, it was $99 eligible for Prime. So pretty simple.
Is that $99 Canadian dollars?
That's 99 Sorry, I won't address the noise that just
too late. Steve, that ship has sailed.
Yeah, Steve, you'll have to leave that in because that actually scared me. Do you remember the episode of Mabim Mam where Griffin blew his nose?
No, I probably have put that out of my memory.
It was terrifying. Like, I listen to podcasts when I go to sleep because I'm the kind of person that needs to be basically, you know, coddled and talked to so that I can fall asleep. So the Mabim Mam brothers are typically it. But I was listening to that once when I was going to bed, and it literally sounds like, I think they say on the podcast, it sounds like a ghost has attacked, like, the microphone. It's terrifying.
And it threw for a loop.
Yeah, so that kind of threw me for a loop there. But anyway, yeah, so the tall, speedy desk is something I recommend.
Awesome. One more product for me, since we are getting to the 20-minute blah, 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 whatever.
Oh, nice. That was easy.
I know, right? So this is the ScanSnap 1100, I believe is the model number for this. And it is a product by the company Fujitsu. And it is basically a document scanner, and I love it. It is the size, basically, of a paper towel roll, I think almost exactly. Like, you might even be able to slide this into a paper towel roll.
Should I?
I mean, that's a good way to take it with traveling, that kind of thing.
So it's like built-in cushioning, and also...
Yeah, exactly.
You can absorb, you know, various household messes.
Exactly. So it's multi-purpose in that sense. But I do love this because, one, it is super small, and it's also ridiculously easy. Like, the software is really easy to use. You could sort of configure, like, different profiles. So I've got a business card scanning profile, and when I scan something in as a business card, it comes in color and at a certain resolution, and it gets put into a specific Dropbox file. Then I've got scanning for my business receipt. So anytime I have a paper receipt for the business, I scan it through, and it goes to the right folder in my Google Drive, so my assistant can go in there later and sort it and get things into the right place. Super awesome, super fast, super easy. As a document scanner, I know there are cheaper options out there, but the ScanSnap is just really incredible. It works, it's sturdy. Mine is actually a used version, and it's still, like, it's incredible. This is something that's probably going to last me for hopefully years. So I would highly recommend that if you have any document scanning needs. It's definitely worth checking out.
That sounds really cool. I have a great app, Smile Software, who does PDF Pen. They have, like, PDF Scanner Pro or Scan Pro or something. Anyway, I forget what it's called, but I use it. Anyway, it's a great app for doing scanning. But I've been thinking about getting a portable scanner. We've got like an HP PhotoSmart printer with a scanner built in, which is, you know, it good enough for, like, a desk situation, but for portable scanning, that's pretty cool. The last thing, the product I wanted to talk about actually isn't something you can get on Amazon. But I listened to the Accidental Tech podcast with Marco and Casey.
Did you mention that in our last roundup? I don't think I heard that one.
I think I did. I think you'd fallen asleep.
Oh, that's right. Yes, that's right. I had, hadn't I?
You just want to go? Are we done?
Maybe.
You're just going to be an asshole. Like, that's what I'm asking. That's you. Like, you're just going to be a jerk.
I feel like at this point, that's my shtick.
Yeah, oh, you're the jerk. What am I? You're the jerk and I'm the drunk? No, one of us has to be like a like a nice, normal person. We can't both
That's why we
be...
need to keep bringing Steve onto the show. Yeah. He's the nice guy.
Yeah, this is not going to work unless one of us is likable.
Oh, boy. Sorry,
I'm trying to paint myself as the victim to hopefully get some of the likability, but I don't think that's going to work either. No. Anyway.
Anywho.
So they were sponsored, I don't know how many episodes ago, by Fracture. So if you go to fractureme.com, it's this awesome, awesome service. They print your photos directly on glass. And it's so goddamn cool. So I got, my fiance's birthday, I got her one of our favorite photos from a vacation that we took a couple years ago, printed on glass. I almost immediately broke the stand for it. Not their fault, but mine, though instructions may have been helpful. So it's just leaning against some books on her bookshelf. But had I not done that, it would be displayed quite lovingly, probably on, say, a coffee table or maybe somewhere in the dining area. But right now, it's just kind of sitting there. But it's awesome. The pictures are beautiful. And there's something so... I don't know what the word is. There's something so... they come to life when they're vivid. Printed. The vivid, yeah, vivid, I guess is the best word that we'll come up with right now. There's something incredible about printing directly on glass. So I got that, and I'm starting in my office as Chris loves to make fun of me for. I do marketing for travel and tourism brands out of Nova Scotia, Canada. So I'm starting a wall in my office of my travel photos. So I've got one. It's a small 5x5 square, just kind of like in the middle of a wall to kind of inspire me to keep this going, of one of the photos I took last time I was in New York. So I'm going to start a whole wall of just really cool small travel photos. So Fracture is great. Anyway, if you've been thinking about, you want to print your photos out, you want to do something neat with them that's not just throwing them into an album or just sitting somewhere, I really recommend Fracture. Marco talked about how since he builds apps, he doesn't work in a business where he actually gets things from his work that, you know, he could document and, you know, store as memorabilia. So he gets the app icons for his various projects and businesses done as like 5x5.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah. So he hangs them up in the wall of his office. So it's super cool. Check out it's fractureme.com. Maybe I'll include the coupon code from one of the various podcasts they sponsor, since they don't sponsor ours, but you might as well save some money. I don't know.
Maybe we'll email them and see what we can arrange.
Oh, yeah? You think we've got enough clout now?
I think so. We're approaching 200,000 users or listeners, right? Something like that? Close? No.
I thought we were at 1 million.
You might be right. You might be right.
I think we're closer to 1 million than you think.
You may be right. I may be crazy. Or it just may be...
Call me maybe?
No. I was referencing Billy Joel.
Oh.
And you went... Okay. I mean, she is Canadian. I can understand how you went for... Okay, fair enough.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No. It's the Canadian thing. Up here in Canada, we like Carly Rae Jepsen more than we like Billy Joel.
I mean, I will say I met her at a party once, and she was very nice.
Holy shit, seriously?
Yeah. I meet a lot of people. No, completely seriously. I met her at a party... and she was very nice and very Canadian. So congratulations. Great export there.
Great. Now she does the song Piano Dude, right?
Yes. You are nail head hit. Boom.
Perfect. Love it. Awesome. I met an executive from Microsoft last night.
Did you?
No bigs.
Was it Steve Ballmer?
It was. No.
Was it Bill Gates?
No, you don't
know. Those are the only two that I know.
You don't know the name of this person, but that's not important. We talked about the Jerry Seinfeld ads, and I told her that I was the only one who liked those, and she seemed to appreciate it.
It's something, you know, gotta take what you can get, I guess, when you
whatever
work for
episode done
episode 54. Wow.
Yeah, tweet us, let us know which one is the likable one, which one is the hateable one, and we'll just try to like fit, you know, we'll lean into it once we know what our characters are supposed to be.
Yeah, absolutely. If we ever know.
Please tell me I'm the likable one, guys. This is all I have.
We can both be likable. Also an option?
I don't think so, because I don't like you.
Fair enough. Can't argue with the truth.
if people met us in person and thought that one of us was, like, the villain, that would be adorable. We are both, probably, I'm going to say, while, like, physically looking at each other, we're the exact opposites.
I would say physically, you look like the villain. Right? No?
Apologize.
I'm sorry, Joel.
No, because I look like the villain at the beginning of the movie, and then you realize he has a heart of the gold. And then the unassuming, normal, I build apps guy turns out to be the person at the end who's been killing children.
Which I have been. Which I have been doing.
This is a nightmare. Should we probably just keep this episode going? Steve, we're going to record for the next 2 to 3 hours. You just cut this up and we'll release them.
That's the rest of the year. Done.
We're going to go to episode 60 on this track as we just drink more.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God. I'm sorry, everyone.
Housekeeping.
I love you all.
He doesn't. We are on iTunes. Please rate us. Please. Like, that's the only thing. Okay, so here's the thing. Our next episode, we are going to be theoretically recording the day before my birthday. So I would love to listen to that episode and have checked the iTunes reviews before that and seen like tons of reviews of 5 stars saying how much you love us. So please do that. It'll be an awesome birthday present for yours truly. And if not, just do it because we're awesome and we deserve it.
Do you know what I got you for your birthday, Chris?
Nothing.
No, I got you a hug.
Oh, that's really nice.
I'm going to deliver it.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You are. So that's happening? That's real?
Apparently it's happening. I decided to call off the whole New York trip because it got complicated and I don't want to do it. I still might, but then my best friend decided I didn't have a choice and she threatened to kidnap me. So I think I'm going to be in New York at some point.
Cool. You should come regardless. We'll hang out.
Yeah. Josh, I assume you'll be there. You better be.
The old gang's getting back together.
The old gang, yeah. Oz, Ben, hop on a train.
Next time, I won't have lost my wallet the night before, so...
You won't be a mopey shit.
Oh my god, it was terrible. I don't like to think about that night. Cool.
I don't either. You really, you know, you scared me, Chris.
I brought the levels down, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, you made me have to worry. You made me have to think about you as a human being who could be vulnerable. And I didn't like that.
That's true. I do.
I like to think that you're just a big, strong man who can take care of himself.
I present an image of strength and authority and power.
And sometimes, really, yeah, sometimes there's just, you know, there's a little bit of kryptonite. And I can see that, you know, when the power of our yellow sun gets clouded over, you're just a man like us.
Just like you mere mortals.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
And that kryptonite, do you know what it's called, Chris?
Sherry?
It's called Sherry.
It's so dangerous, and I'm about to finish a bottle of it, so...
All right, well, stay indoors, lock the doors, put your valuables in a safe, and...
Hide your kids, hide your wife, etc.
Yeah, Chris is coming to...
Do what I do. notarealjob.com/questions. We need your questions. We thrive on your questions. And we're on YouTube, notarealjob.com/YouTube, and we're on Stitcher, notarealjob.com/Stitcher, so you can get us wherever fine podcasts are sold. We are everywhere.
Yeah, please do that. We've been literally recording for an hour and a half.
Because we love you.
Because we love you, because we want to kiss you on the mouth. Well, only some of you.
Only some of you.
Sorry, this is a nightmare. All right. Bye, everyone. I love you. Yeah. Sorry.
Bye-bye.